Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this week's episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. Happy Mother's Day. So our BS wheel, social wellness, the ability to establish and maintain positive relationships with family, friends, and coworkers. I feel like there's a lot of misconceptions about this one. Real social wellness, we're going to have to do a few of these episodes because I already feel myself getting all sorts of worked up here. But real social wellness, spoiler alert, has nothing to do with going out with colleagues every night, getting shit-faced like you just turned 21 years old. Some of you think it's that. And it certainly has absolutely nothing to do with these mandatory wellness retreats that are like plaguing our specialty. Don't even get me started on team building activities, the human knot. It's like my personal hell. So whatever. Anyways, there's that. Here is a flaming shot of real social wellness this week that actually matters. It's actually a double. If you want to change the world, frequently, you're not going to be able to be with your moms on Mother's Day, your father's on Father's Day, and never feel guilty about that. And then your double shot of wellness. If you want to change the world, you need to call home and tell your mom that you love her today still. First, this job demands lots of sacrifices, okay? Medicine as a whole does. You know this. It's not just emergency medicine. And I just want to tell you today, for the record, that it's okay. I haven't spent Mother's Day with my mom in years. I don't think it makes me a bad child. I will be working today, keeping moms alive, and it's a trade and a switch and a sacrifice that I am more than willing to make every time. I don't want you wallowing around on these holidays feeling guilty or like a bad kid because you live in a different state than your family or whatever, and you don't get it off because you're an essential job, that you are training hard. I don't want you feeling bad that you're training hard to become a good doctor or nurse practitioner or EMT or clinician or whatever. Own it. You guys need to own it. This applies to your whole family. If you had a really close-knit family, this episode's really for you. It applies to maybe your mother figures as well. Maybe you weren't close to like your birth mom, but there was somebody who carries that role for you. And since you've hit college and med school, you haven't been able to spend much time on that relationship and you feel guilty. Do not feel guilty that you had to make relational and social sacrifices to become an excellent clinician and save lives. Do not feel guilty about that. Own that. It's okay, and it's a cost that you're going to have to count before you come in, but I counted it, and I own it. With that said, when you make that sacrifice, you better fucking own it. If you are sacrificing time with people that care about you so that you can do a career, you better take this job incredibly seriously. You better be hitting the books. You better be focusing. You better be taking damn good care of your patients. Don't miss that subtle EKG finding and let somebody else's mom have a massive MI because you should have studied harder. You owe it to yourself and to your close friends and family that you will see much less than you would like, and the friends and family you will never see again to go and like get it and change the world. Sometimes you can't be with your mom on Mother's Day, your dad on Father's Day, and it is okay. It is totally okay. But now, right when you thought that was going on, I'm going to switch it with your double flaming shot of social wellness. You should call home and talk to your mom today, or your mother figure, or your grandma, or whoever it is that you haven't talked to in a while that's in that inner circle that you love. And here's why. Because here's the cold, hard truth. Undergrad plus med school plus residency plus your first year as an attending, which is heads up, one of the most difficult years of all, over 10 years of sacrifice, probably at least one of your close loved ones is going to die. The lost decade is a long, long time. And in addition to that, it's not just that, you missed your opportunity because you never called home, but you'll also find that as you go through this and as you start climbing this ladder, right, and feeling really good about yourself, that frequently it's not your colleagues or your med school friends or people that you've met in the last few years that you turn to when shit hits the fan with this job. Sometimes it is, but you will be a better doctor if you maintain relationships with those people that you knew that specifically knew you before all of this started, right? when I go up to Wisconsin to see my friend Justin, which I haven't had a chance to this year even. But when I do, and he goes, Zachy, and then he kicks my ass in video games. When I tell a dumb joke that normally everyone at work is going to laugh at because I'm intending it, and he just gives me like the most bored straight face and goes, that was awful. Do people actually laugh at you? Like, I don't even get it. That's great. Those relationships ground you. And, you know, it's like in this Straight Talk episode when I said I called my grandma and she told me that the devil was giving me a big head, right? Like, you desperately need that. You need your parents to pull out that picture of you when you're wearing the underwear on your head, or that picture of you doing, you know, dishes at the local restaurant with like nasty bleached hair, all greasy, right? Because it makes you a better doctor. Social wellness. You should never, ever feel guilty about the sacrifices of relationships back home that they are not what they once were. Do not feel guilty about that. That is expected. That is part of this damn job. But you should still, you know who those core people in your life are that you should be calling, and you need to call them every once in a while, because A, you don't want to be filled with regret when they die and you haven't talked to them in a couple years, but also because they are the most valuable relationships on your path to becoming an actually a good doctor, because they ground you. That's your flaming shot of social wellness. Don't send me an email this week. Please don't. Spend that time to call somebody else instead. One of those people. You know who they are. You're not going to regret it. I promise you, you won't regret it. And until next time, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.